are here at the Q's CEO Executive Team Network here in Las Vegas. And look who I ran into, Mr. Kurt Kordeleski. How are you, Kurt?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. Long time no see. We just saw each other, what, last week or so?
It is the season for conferences.
It is. It is. The sprint tour before the holidays. Yes. Hey, you're going to be speaking here on a topic called, bear with me here, Dominating Retail Financial Services Market. Yes, you can double your size every 5 years. Give us a quick overview. What's going on here?
So, yes, that's my story. I grew up at Bethpage from year 2000 to 2014, and we doubled our size every 5 years over that 15-year period of time. And so I know that our market, our industry, our credit unions can do this. They can dominate retail marketplaces on a consistent basis. Bethpage was in the second most intensely competitive financial services marketplace in the country, Long Island. More branches per household than any place else but one suburb in Chicago, right next to New York City with Citi and Chase and the Wells and B of A's of the world. And we carved out an ability to be able to do double digits consistently year-to-date growth of 15% without mergers and without access to secondary capital. So there are ways to do it. That's what I'm here to talk about over the next couple of days.
I think that's going to be a very popular session because there's going to be a lot of people in there like, how in the heck did he do it? Can you give us a quick little teaser on how you, I mean, I don't want to steal your thunder, but if you can give us a quick little teaser on how maybe you did it or...
I'll be glad to. So the basic premises are that credit unions are these unique institutions, and philosophically, we have to stay to those roots. We have to stay as a within collaboration as a cooperative. And if we do that, we can create a unique position in the marketplace. We don't have to be just like a community bank or just like a small bank or just like a larger bank or now a fintech. We have this unique position of having a one-to-one interaction with the consumer, owner, member. So philosophically, stay rooted there, but then shift into what is really the fundamentals of and hardline running of a bank business institution. So it's running a retail institution very effectively. We can use lots of terms about it. Primarily is that we have distinct advantages, stockholder advantage and tax advantages. Those give us an expense advantage and a bottom line advantage. And if we use those on a consistent basis, we can always win on service and price in a marketplace. It takes some special skills to do that. Not only the capacity to run an organization like a business, but also the capacity to collaborate, because we can't create scale and be able to compete in those other markets without collaboration. So it takes the values of our organizations have to be aligned with that credit union philosophy, and we have to act on it in collaboration. If you do that, you create scale. Then those other pricing advantages allow you to win market share.
Now, did you collaborate with other credit unions, vendors, all of the above, leagues, all that type of stuff?
Well, we were particularly collaborating with other credit unions. Now, we did all the above, but we created the two largest CUSOs in the country with Belco and CQ of Maryland, Open Technology Solutions, OTS, which you've probably heard about. We've talked about, I think. And S3, Shared Services CUSO, which is the backroom operations. One was technology, one was backroom operations. And the primary driver was that we wanted to achieve these other goals of doubling our size. And so what could we do that would increase our scale, lower our costs, but also increase the skill sets and speed to market for technology-based products and for operational services? And that was clearly, it was collaborating with other credit unions.
Cool. Okay, got it. Yeah, and that's the beauty of our industry, you know? We can share what works and what doesn't work, so, and we can kind of go from there. So can you provide a couple of key points in your talk tomorrow? I mean, I know there's going to be probably dozens, but if there's a couple that you want to share.
Right, I will. Strategy comes first. You have to really decide to do these things. You can't just wander through it and say that we'd like to grow some or that we're pretty good at winning market share or that we are going to just evolve into success. You have to have a distinct plan, a distinct strategy for doing so. We literally put into every document that we wrote that we were going to double our size every 5 years. And one of the reasons for that is one of the biggest challenges for credit unions. We do not have a financial center of gravity. We don't have a stock price, right? So if you're at any bank, any community institution, any fintech company, they're going to be able to say how well they're doing based on their stock price, their valuation in the marketplace, what their board members believe is the financial strength of the organization, right? And everybody's going to be centered around the goals of creating greater financial strength. In our organizations, we don't have that. Service often is there, the member is often there, but it lacks quantification. And so without quantification, it's not measured, and it doesn't build business. So we think that every credit union has to figure out its center of gravity and then be aggressive about its approach to that center of gravity. And if you do that, then the entire organization starts to center on what success looks like. The culture changes, the accountabilities change, the ability to make decisions about control, which is collaboration, giving up control to collaborate and create scale, all of those become clear. And so that is really a driving force behind it. The second piece is that you have to believe in being a credit union, that first part of the philosophical comments I made earlier, but also you have to believe that you can win with that. You're not second to a bank. You're not a second-tier organization. You are a primary provider of financial services. We believe that credit unions can win and dominate market share. That's what the speech is about. We think that with the fundamentals that we have, we should win in every market that we compete in. But believing in that and then creating the ability within the culture to believe that you can win and you're not second is primary to it.
It's a mindset thing.
It's a mindset thing.
And you're the second person today talking about culture. I've heard so much about culture this year alone. I mean, we just had Chuck Purvis in here, who's winning the Outstanding Executive Award tonight. So, and he talked about culture at his credit union because they've done some phenomenal things this year as well. And so you're kind of echoing what he just talked about. So it's really cool.
Well, I think disruption causes that.
Yeah.
So when you have this amazing amount of fintech disruption, Chuck is just an incredible story of how innovation can work in the credit union industry. I love what they're doing with Constellation.
Yeah, me too.
I love what their thoughts have been throughout this process, and he's an amazing leader and done incredible things, and will do more. But it's that level of disruption that makes everyone kind of stand up and think about what we have to do and how we have to change. And culture is about change, right? You either have a culture that is effective at it and adaptive, or you have one that's very resistant. And if you have the resistance, now that is just tremendously exposed.
Oh yeah, no doubt. No truer words have been spoken. So what's the importance of this? I mean, a lot of people are like, gosh, if we can double our size, you know, that would be the coolest thing ever, even once, you know, in 5 years. So the importance here, obviously, is to keep the momentum going. What's the importance of this?
Well, I think it's as much to create the belief that everyone can do it, particularly those that are beginning to get scale and asset size. I think we've been an industry that for the most part has believed that routine growth is what is expected by our regulators and our boards. And it's time to talk about how we can win market share and dominate retail markets. I am just this firm believer that, as I said just a moment ago, every credit union that is, particularly in a community setting, can win that market share, can outgrow their competitors on a consistent basis, can build a brand that is significant, that can support the community, but can create a growth in products that are second to none. But you have to believe those things to do it. You can't just talk about them.
That's right. All right, I'm going to get you off the hot seat here because you got a lot of people to talk to out there. Industry outlook, how do you see 2017 ending up and then going into 2018? Where are we going from there?
2017 will end as strong as it began. We'll continue on this 5-6 year streak that we have been with market share growth. Consumer lending came out today. We're about to hit a record level of consumer lending percentages in the market. We have products now that from mortgages through member business lending, through credit cards and autos and deposit and checking products that are second to none, and they continue to resonate as credit unions brands build. So I think 2018 continues that way. I think that while interest rates will go up some, we still will have a leading position in price. I think the economy continues to be strong, and with jobs and a strong economy, people will borrow, and as people borrow, our credit unions will do well.
Great message to end on. Kirk, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Great to see you.
Good job.